and welcome to What's Your Deal? I'm your host, Ariana Lenarski, and this is the show where we read people's tarot to find out where they've been and where they're going. With me today is Brittany Nichols, writer, actor, influencer, most recently written on a Black Lady sketch show. And Brittany and I have a long history of podcasting together.
Correct.
Look at us now.
What's up, everyone?
Hi.
Hi.
This is a very special episode. People are used to hearing us in a different context, I think.
Yeah, probably. Does my voice sound different in this context? I hope so.
Not with these expensive mics. Brittany and I began our podcasting days in a car wearing... Did we just talk into my phone?
No, we had like these phone lavs.
Oh, that's right. We put them on our shirts or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the hot summer, I remember.
Yep.
What's going on? What's up?
Nothing. Pretty tired.
So am I. It's cloudy and gloomy out all the time.
It is. It rained late last night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sad that I missed that. I dreamt all night. Actually, I'm just remembering this. We were talking about the missing plane, the Malaysian plane. I dreamt I was on a plane and that the pilots disappeared. And when I woke up, I couldn't remember the dream. I was like, I just knew it was a bad, you know how you wake up and sometimes you're like, ugh, that was a terrible
dream. That was not good, yeah.
And I was happy I'd forgotten it. And then I opened Twitter and saw that there was an article in The Atlantic about what really happened with Malaysia's missing plane. And suddenly I remembered that I had dreamt about this plane. I was like, shit, mm-hmm. I really wanted to like forget this dream.
Or maybe you're supposed to remember the dream and the dream was telling you what happened to the plane.
No. Oh, God. What if that broke here on this podcast? Ariana had an... Okay, let me try to remember the dream. Okay, so what I recall is happening in the dream. Oh, my God. Actually, I remember the kid from Stranger Things. You know who's, like, doing
Gavin,
that?
Gavin, the curly-haired one?
I don't know. The one that's doing the prank show.
Yeah.
His name's Gavin. How'd you know which one I was talking about?
Because he's been in the news lately for that's doing why that terrible prank show.
Yeah, and it seemed like he was trying to hide in the cabin, like, part of the prank show, so that clearly, yeah. Like...
The Malaysian flight was the pilot for this prank show.
Yikes. Yikes. Yikes.
That's a bad joke. Yikes. That's a bad joke.
Yikes. Anyway, if you're interested, you can read about this article. I didn't finish it because I was too busy. I got some more basketball information about Anthony Davis, stuff like that. So I was focused on more basketball news.
Yeah. Who else is supposed to come to the Lakers? Wasn't there just another? Oh, your boy.
Who?
The stone-faced legend. Mr. Weird Laugh.
You mean Mr. Fun Guy? We're talking about Kawhi Leonard. I'm sorry that we're talking about basketball. But no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going to put a, what's the word when you throw down a law? A referendum. It's time to pay attention to basketball. Or was that the right word?
Sure.
It's time to pay attention to basketball. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired that some people don't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say about that. But yes, I think Kawhi Leonard is coming.
Why would he do that? They just won a championship.
He doesn't care. You think he cares?
I hope he cares.
I don't think he cares one bit.
Oh, boy. So then why would he come to L.A.?
Because he's from Los Angeles. This man, just for some background, because I'm sure every person listening to this doesn't know, there's just a man who's from Los Angeles and he's very low key and won a championship this year in Canada, where he didn't want to be. And now maybe he'll come back to Los Angeles where it's warm. What more is there to say?
Nothing. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Brittany, it's your birthday coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How are you? We haven't sat and had a conversation in a long time.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm mostly just tired all of the time, I think.
Okay.
Just by my own doing, by my own hand. Nothing is causing it, really, besides lack of sleep and poor judgment.
Poor judgment for fun, though?
Poor judgment for fun, yes. I just have prioritized fun. I mean, listen, it's Gemini season. I gotta have fun.
I'm absolutely wiling out.
wiling out?
I have been taking every strange thing that comes my way. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, yeah, let's go. Let's do
okay.
it.
Cool. Yeah.
Went to Sparks game. Mm-hmm. It was faith and family night. Did I tell you this?
No.
So they had a big flag. Every time there was a timeout, they had a big flag that said Jesus that
no,
they waved.
No, they did not.
And they sang gospel music.
No.
And the whole crowd was singing along. No. It was actually kind of cool.
Oh, my goodness. What? I mean, sure. But also, what?
They have to get people to come out. They have to lure people with the Lord
with the
to get
Lord
people to go
Jesus.
To Sparks
a big,
games.
A big b-ball fan, Jesus is.
There's definitely a pun there that I can't think of fast enough. He dunked on Satan.
They should have retired Jesus's jersey.
Which would be 33.
Which would be 33, yes.
Boom. Well, what about that? I'm trying to think what else.
They only drink holy water during timeouts.
Okay. It's there. I think it'll come to us like further down the way.
I don't know enough stuff.
There's like, well, let's think.
Really
there's
hit
like
12. What these jokes are.
There's 12 guys on his team. 13? No, that doesn't make sense either.
That's
it's
fine. That's
right
a wrap on
us.
The Jesus
okay,
basketball
well,
jokes.
We'll come back to
you
it.
You tweet us all your basketball Jesus jokes.
All right. So your birthday's coming up. That's it. That's it?
That's it.
All right.
I don't know.
What do you want?
I'm not making it a big deal, really. What do I want? Nothing. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm going to an amusement park. I'm going to see a musical.
Which musical?
The Last 5 Years.
Oh, I'm so very jealous.
Immersive experience.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, actually, maybe. Mm. Where they do it in... They take you to different rooms to sing the songs or something?
No, I have no idea. I think it's like there's like a drink component. There's like some scents, like some aromas.
Oh, cool. That's
a
good idea.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm so jealous. That musical. Is it a full musical?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why I remember it as like being in parts. Maybe that's... Did that guy... What's his name? Jason Robert Brown mm-hmm. or something? Didn't he do a musical that was like kind of in parts? It wasn't a full... actual stage thing. It was
no
the songs
idea.
And they were like Lucid Connection. All right, doesn't matter. You have a soft spot in your heart for musicals, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where that came from?
Seeing a musical?
Did you?
I don't know. I feel like the first thing I saw was like Sound of Music maybe.
Aww.
On DVD. And then I saw like Grease. Still big fans of both.
Yeah. Grease kind of blows your mind as a child because it starts with that cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I don't, but I believe
you. Oh. Well, it begins with a cartoon
mm-hmm.
and you're a kid and you're like, what am I about to watch?
Well, I wasn't a kid. I was like in high school, I think.
Oh, you know. Okay. So the first musical you saw was later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember why you just liked it?
It's just fun. The songs are good. Julie Andrews, obviously amazing. A lot of kids felt relatable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Because you have like 5 brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 7.
I saw a tweet recently that said that eldest sisters need to unionize.
We do.
We really do. I'm an eldest as well, but not so many.
I need some protection.
It's really hard out there. I remember fighting. I actually was a kind of an asshole oldest sister where I was like, I'm not taking care of my brothers. Like I like fought, I like pushed back hard and was like, they're on their own. Like I'm not taking care of them one bit.
Wow. I hope that went well for them.
No. I now feel guilty. Do you think that you'll ever write a musical?
I hope so.
Will you be in my musical Sharks musical?
I can't sing. Is there a rapping shark?
If you want there to be one. What's your ideal role? What's your ideal role in general? Like, what part do you wish would be written for you?
In a musical?
I don't know. Yeah, in a musical or whatever. Something. Anything.
Let me see. Well, when I think about, like, parts I wish I could have played or could play, I feel like Burr and Hamilton, even though I am a Hamilton, I think I would still want to play Burr.
Is that the bad guy?
Yes, that's the bad guy. Like Melchior and Spring Awakening, Benny in the Heights.
What's his deal?
He's the black guy that works at the, like, he's in this Latino neighborhood and he, like, is trying to learn Spanish and, like, woo this girl. And nobody likes him because he's black.
Okay.
Not nobody, but her family. Okay. Her dad, sure, like, is his boss and, like, doesn't like him.
Because
he was, like, a troublemaker growing up. And
everyone falls in love with him eventually, I'm assuming.
They eventually accept the fact that it's happening, which is really the best you can ask for.
What about a detective? Would you want to play a detective?
Sure.
How about a mermaid?
If I get to wear a suit, yeah, I like wearing suits. A mermaid? I don't know. That seems like I'd have to be in water.
No, you're just wearing, you know,
mermaid. I'd wear the fin above, like, on land? Or I would only be in my human form? I would acquire a human form somewhere?
We're wearing a costume. We're talking about, like, I'm just talking about the archetype.
Archetype, I don't know what detective. The mermaid archetype is.
Singing, longing, desire. Mm,
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I'd make a good mermaid.
How
I don't
about,
think I would make a good detective either. I'd be cracking too many jokes to be a detective.
Detectives are very funny. They're always, in fact, they're literally known.
Only when they're incompetent.
That is not true.
What? Who are funny detectives?
Every detective.
Who?
What's his face from The Big Sleep? What the hell is that guy's name? Shit. Ugh. Oh my God. Haven't you? Okay. Have you read Raymond Chandler at all?
No.
Oh, this is the summer. I am going to give you this as your birthday present. You are going to love this guy. I can't remember his name right now. Oh man. What's his name? He's a hilarious detective. He, like, is very funny. He's very dry.
Okay. I'm thinking of, like, Broadchurch detective.
Oh,
I guess.
No. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, a child has been murdered. I have to figure it out.
I'm thinking of more of the noir. I'm thinking of Los Angeles detectives that are like, they never, actually, you're right. They never really solve the case. They just, like, get distracted and drunk.
Yeah.
And sleep with a bunch of different women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. What about?
I want to be an action hero.
Okay.
Or, like, a superhero.
Funny...
Or the bad guy in a superhero
Ooh,
movie.
Ooh, I love that. You would be able to justify why people would root for you?
Yeah, I'd be the Michael B. Jordan.
I was just thinking that. That's what I was thinking.
Although everyone hates anyone that was rooting for Michael B. Jordan.
But he was, you could understand where he was coming from.
Yeah, I think in general, the Marvel movies, they have the bad guys have a strong POV. It's not just like, I'm here and I'm crazy.
Right.
Everybody die.
The bad guy, I'm writing a musical about a bunch of sharks in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad guy is the principal. The problem is that every year there's a massacre at prom. And the principal justifies it by saying, well, it's all the fish that die and fish are really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they have low test scores.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring not as much money to us, a public school. So this massacre needs to happen every year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it any more than you do, but I don't see how else we're going to get you sharks into college unless all these fish die.
Got it.
So that could be, that's an example of.
Of the sort of villain I could play.
Yes, the sort of villain you could play, or the kind of rational.
Oh yeah, the rationalization of bad things.
What would be your rationale? Let's say you're the type of, let's say you're the villain who, let's see, you are going to inflict everyone in California with a disease that causes them to fall asleep.
Forever?
Forever.
Okay.
What would be your justification for doing it? You think it's a good idea.
Well, they're going to die if they fall asleep forever. You can't feed yourself.
Yeah. You have to justify it.
I can't justify that.
This is the game. You play a game. You have to. You don't have a choice. You're the villain. You can't justify it. That would be so funny. If you're like, I don't have a justification. I just want to do this. That's your justification. No. You know, now you know what I'm saying.
I don't have one. What's
you don't
one?
Have a single justification?
For making... No, that's like a lot of dead bodies.
Okay, here's what I would
bed.
Say. You're the villain. You have to have a reason why you're doing this. Here's the reason I would
yeah,
give.
Yeah, but you don't like do something bad and then back engineer the reason.
You're not back engineering. We are presenting you as the villain. You're the villain. I'm saying you...
But you're giving me the bad thing I'm going to do and then saying, come up with a reason to justify it, rather than being like, here's what your problem is. How are you going to...
Okay, let's start.
Take people out.
Okay, fine. We'll start from the other way around.
Okay.
So what's your thing that you're going to justify? Or do you want me to think of it?
The action? This is the same thing. This is still the same order.
No, it's not. Okay.
I need the thing I'm trying to solve. What am I trying to solve?
You believe that. All right. You believe that the world is not right.
It isn't.
Great. We're doing great. Great start. There's a problem with the world.
Okay.
You're going to solve it. The problem is, let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change.
Okay.
And you're a villain. So you think that your whatever your action is that you're going to solve climate change. What is it that you do?
Okay, but it has to be like sort of fucked up.
Very fucked up. You're a villain in a Marvel movie.
All right. I'm going to kill all of the cows on the planet. And destroy all of their genetic material so that we can never create them again.
Wow.
So then we're never doing any of the farming of any of the things that come from cows.
That's really sad.
People would be very angry with me.
I'm devastated.
But I'd say, I don't know, pretty effective. If
What's
I just
effective?
Eliminated
That's not
that,
effective,
sure
Brittany.
It is.
It no,
is.
It's not. It was
in
set
the
off-
mind of a oh, villain. My- sure, it is. You have to think. There's always flaws in these plans.
It's more than just a flaw. It's obvious if you wiped out an entire species.
Mm-hmm.
Species.
Sure.
Species.
I don't know.
Brand of cow.
Uh-huh.
Brand of animal.
Uh huh.
That would cause crazy, unbelievable effects.
Of course, it would. I'm evil,
yes.
But I have my reasoning.
I'm just saying it's more than just a flaw. It like makes no
all
sense.
All of it. None of it makes sense. None of it, when you look at it, ever makes any sense. But on the surface, you're like, okay, I get it. No more meat, no more dairy, no more leather. All of these things that like it's going to force people to eat different foods. It's going to force us to like stop being farming. In that like fucked up way, all these factory farms are gonna go under. Sure, the economic reality of it, terrible, horrible. Food shortage, maybe.
I just can't understand why you can't back engineer a reason that half of everyone would be falling asleep.
You didn't say half, you said everyone in California falls asleep until they die. And I got nothing.
I could easily think of something immediately. I would say that everyone in California should be asleep anyway, because this is one of the strangest places. California is a strange place.
Nothing. She got nothing. All right.
Fine. Whatever. Okay. We're going to take a break. when we come back, we are going to read the tarot of Brittany Nichols. Welcome back to What's Your Deal? We are sitting with Brittany Nichols, about to read her tarot.
I'm still here.
Thank God.
I haven't gone to kill all the cows.
So, it's your birthday. Do you want me to give you a birthday spread that gives you the outlook for the next year or whatever? Or do you want to just ask about a question and then...
Yeah, no, let's do birthday spread because I don't have a question.
Okay.
I know all the answers.
Oh, no. I'm going to point out that I gave Brittany a spread before she left.
Oh,
she's
God.
Mad at me. You're talking about I have only given Brittany like two spreads, which is actually kind of amazing. I haven't read for Brittany very much. Even though she was by my side through my whole journey of becoming a tarot reader.
Too close. I'm too close.
Actually, yeah, you were too close for comfort. I gave her an accurate reading, which she...
wiped from my memory.
Wiped immediately from her memory.
Didn't like it.
It all came true.
I don't remember what I said at all. And I tell you what, I don't want to know.
And who had to suffer the consequences? Ariana. All right.
Wouldn't have fixed anything.
Oh my God, it wouldn't have fixed anything, but you would have been prepared.
I would have been more prepared, probably, yeah.
Whatever. Everything happens for a reason.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Please shuffle these cards and think about anything you like.
Am I supposed to think about my birthday?
Yeah, you can think about your birthday. Maybe you can let things float through your head. Tell me what you're thinking.
What I'm thinking?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm thinking about the number that I'm going to be, mm-hmm. the age. Thinking about the people that I'm seeing in my life a lot right now. Oh, no, that was a bad shuffle. Romantically, yes. I'm thinking about work. Uh-huh. That's it. I'm thinking about balloons.
Balloons. I love that.
Oh, man, these shuffles. I got to get one good one. All right, let me really think. All right, I'm thinking about all of my fellow Geminis.
Aww.
And the joy that we bring the world.
I'm going to, like, cry. Okay, I'm going to say a brief prayer with these cards. Okay, I'm going to pull a Celtic cross for Brittany.
Oh.
Wow, she got something really cool in the middle. Cool spread. Okay, let's see. Yes, yes. Wow, how cool. Okay. At the heart of the matter is the Nine of Pentacles crossed by the Magician. The Nine of Pentacles shows this beautiful woman who's in a long gown with a hawk on her hand that's gloves. So she's a falconeer? Falcon lady?
Falconologista.
And she has her pentacles sort of behind her in this.
So many pentacles.
So many in this backdrop. And she's really. This is one of my favorite cards in the whole deck because it really shows, to me, this shows pentacles always represents the material world. It represents money, represents your job, represents your projects, represents your health, represents all that we connect with in the material world. And she's just completely self-sufficient. She's utterly able to care for herself. All her needs are met through her own hand. And she's not imperious about it. She's still diplomatic and listens to others and has a very refined sensibility. It's kind of like what we're talking about, how like Geminis will be bougie no matter their price bracket.
Mm-hmm.
That's her.
Mm-hmm.
But now she actually has something to back it up, basically.
Great.
And it also speaks to the sacrifices that you've made in your life to get to where you are.
Mm.
And she's someone who had to be disciplined and someone who had to say no to things that maybe others said yes to, mm-hmm. so that she could fulfill what she's here on earth to do, which is be awesome. So I love to see that at the heart of the matter for you.
You love to see it.
I love to see it. You love to see it. Crossed by the Magician, who's also amazing. The Magician is the most stereotypical, like, masculine principle of exertion of will, basically. Like the outward electric ideas of, mm-hmm. that kind of what's the word? Being in the world, the electro part of the electromagnetic stuff.
What's he holding?
A wand, a magic wand.
Oh.
He's holding a magic wand.
Yeah, he really? Points, he's like, I got a fucking wand.
Yes.
Very happy he has a wand.
Yes. And he's pointing it towards the sky to show that it's almost like a divining rod for spiritual, like, being a vessel, basically. Mm. He says, I am not, the power is not like just created within myself. Mm-hmm. This is like something that I'm aligned with a force.
Mm-hmm.
And I use this, I align with this force and I bring it down towards Earth. So he points downwards and makes it. So he creates miracles, really.
Cool.
Yeah. So to see these two is like really exciting because Pentacles is a more receptive suit and the Magician is the more outward. So this is the more magnetic part. This is the electric part.
Mm-hmm.
So you have this really like electromagnetic field here.
And yeah, great.
It's really cool. I love it. I love it because it shows that you're able to sort of like receive the messages and then exert them out into the world.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
Rules. In the past position is the Six of Pentacles. So to me, this shows sort of like how you got to where you're at now, where kind of understanding how many different types of forces flow back and forth. Again, it's like the material world. So sometimes it is about like money comes, money goes, like understanding that kind of principle.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also a card that talks about power dynamics, who is really in control. So that was something you had to, I think, of the last couple, several years, you had to ask yourself about that a lot. And thinking about how much you're willing to receive, how much you're willing to give, how much others are willing to receive, how much you're willing to give, and how there's almost like, there's no way to get around that sometimes.
Yeah.
People will take only what they can and give only what they can.
Yeah.
Same with you.
Mm-hmm.
And how those things kind of flow back and forth.
Feels right.
This is kind of interesting to see in the conscious position. You have the Nine of Swords, which is that figure that has a lot of anxiety sitting up in bed with the swords over the top.
So, one of my favorite tweets about that card.
Oh, yeah. When he's the guy who
like gets home
absolutely twisted.
Yeah, gets home absolutely twisted. Like, how the hell did I get all these swords?
It's funny to see this in the conscious position, though, because it's as if you're saying, like, oh, I'm really worried. Or maybe you're like, well, it's a little cynical, you know. It's like, oh, well, you know, life is still full of sorrow. Like, I haven't forgotten that, even though I'm in a good place. I haven't forgotten that.
Wow, very accurate.
You know, anxiety is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is in the unconscious position or the more latent one, so this is the more conscious one, this latent one, the reverse Six of Cups, show when it's upright, it's very sweet. It's like pure, true love. It shows these six...
Goodness. All right, keep going.
Okay. It shows these two children who are handing each other these cups full of flowers. And
they're
very sweet. It's the most innocent, like, do a good turn for someone else, no agenda, no expectations card in the deck. So, and it's reversed. And you're looking at me with like such trepidation. I'm trying to feel what that could really speak to, because it may be a lack of belief that that's even possible.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. No.
Of course.
It makes me want to give you a hug. And that is, that's a more about, so it's not even that, because swords always represents your mind. So consciously it's like, oh, anxiety in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But this, the cups represent the heart. So this is more, it's actually more emotional. It's not.
Yeah.
It's more like this belief that maybe true love isn't for you.
Mm-hmm. But, please cue Kanye West Love Lockdown. Thank you.
Which makes me sad.
I think it makes everyone sad.
Yeah, I'm sad. But it looks as though, we'll talk about the rest of the spread. In the future position is something somewhat similar to this reversed Six of Cups. It's the reversed Ten of Cups.
Mm.
So, and this also shows a happy family, people dancing. They probably have their own land that they have.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rainbow in the sky and there's cups. Like,
yeah, it's very gay.
It's very, very gay. And it's also reversed. I'm actually going to pull a clarifying card.
Aw.
Okay. It seems like to me, so that in the future business reverse as well. So I think for these two cards to be reversed, it's unfortunately just showing that it's entirely about your belief that this could happen. That's what has to change. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate thing that has to be.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, you gotta.
Please,
like...
no one I'm dating listen to this.
Oh, God. It's not about them. That's the thing. It has nothing to do with others. It has to be your.
Oh, yeah. No, we're all. Everyone is well aware. We are all informed on the matter.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the clarifying card I pulled was the Six of Wands, which is the victory card, mm-hmm. basically. You know, there's a guy sitting on his horse with laurels around his head and he's...
That's my ex. She won.
Oh, God. See, this is what I'm talking about. Oh, jeez. I'm going to get so mad. Look at you. I'm pulling cards to show her what a fool she
more
is.
Wands.
Yeah, more wands.
All the wands. That's me winning.
Yes.
No,
I'm
no,
trying...
no. Me winning this conversation.
Okay. You know... I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you to your new emotional state.
Yes, me as well. I'm just not there yet, as the cards are telling you.
The cards are telling me you could be there if you just said you were.
No, that's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
No. Ariana has hulked out on the chair, holding it above her head.
Okay. Why wouldn't fake it until you make it work for your love life?
Oh, my God.
Why
what?
Would it? It hasn't not worked for ever. I'm not
talking. Fake it till you
yes,
make it.
I am not talking.
No,
I am
that's
not,
so mean.
I am not talking.
What?
I am not talking about faking it till you make it with the partner. I'm talking about faking the belief that you're lovable and can love.
Oh, that's not what I'm worried about at all.
I'm sorry. I'm more. Okay. Finding true love. I find true love.
Yeah, but it's a matter of whether I want to or not. Like whether I even...
You don't
want to
find true love?
I mean, not particularly right now.
What else are you going to be doing?
What? There are plenty of things okay. to do besides fall in love. I have a lot of board games.
I am so infuriated. I don't want to find true love. There are other things to do. Like playing Settlers of Catan.
Correct. I'm very good.
I don't believe you. All right. I'm going to try to believe you. All right. I'm going to trust you here. You're saying I don't want to find true love right now.
I don't know that I want to. Yeah. And I feel like if I don't know that I want to, then I shouldn't like... actively pursue that seems very not good.
What appeals to you about not finding true love?
It not ending.
The
inevitability of disaster. And
oh,
so
boy.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, Brittany.
Yeah, but I mean
everything
the way that
ends.
But it doesn't have to end poorly.
Maybe this won't end poor. Wouldn't finding true love impossible? Wouldn't that be impossible to end poorly?
No. Someone could die.
We're going to die.
Yeah, but someone could die tragically. But that's not why. I'm not worried about anyone dying tragically.
So you don't want to find... Okay, right, okay.
I just don't want the distraction at the moment. And I don't want the risk of it. The risk of trying to do it is too much. Because if it doesn't go well,
uh-huh. You might.
I don't want to... No, I'm not worried about hurting anyone else. I'm great. I'm worried about being hurt.
Oh, my Lord and merciful God above. Here's Brittany, the supervillain. She decides to put a spell on everyone that no one will fall in love.
That no one will fall in love so everyone can be productive.
Be productive. And no one gets hurt. And so that she never gets hurt.
Yeah, there we go. We found it.
We found it, and it is profound.
It is very deep.
I'm fucked up right now. Wow. It's so important to choose to put yourself out there and fall in love. It's so important.
Not all the time. I think you can take breaks.
You can take breaks. That's true.
So I'm taking a break.
She's taking a break. So it's not forever.
I mean, I don't know. What I'm doing right now is pretty chill. I like it.
What if your true love showed up? Would you be like, all right, let's do it? Or would you be like, I need to wait till September? Can you hold on till September?
I would be honest about where I'm at. I think someone showing up isn't what's going to like It's mm-hmm. it's not about someone else fixing my problems. It's yeah. about me feeling genuinely settled and ready to be completely open. And if I'm not completely open, then I wouldn't do that, especially not to my true love. Why would I want to enact that on them?
But what if you were completely open by saying, I'm not ready to be completely open?
Well, that's what I'm doing. And people are like, all right.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
All right, let me finish your stuff.
Great.
Here's you, the Ace of Pentacles. This represents you. This is cool because it shows that even though we're talking about like, oh, I'm not quite ready, blah, 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 blah. You're sort of aware that there is a seed planted in your life right now that hasn't sprouted yet, but it's going to come up in some kind of way that feels prosperous or feels real and feels like your dream's actually becoming a reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like fully manifested yet, but for sure, without question, the seed has been planted somewhere fertile,
mm-hmm.
which is really cool. That's a wonderful feeling to have. In the environment, reversed Page of Pentacles. I don't know what that would mean for people. Oh, okay. So, I don't know. I think it's sort of like, I pulled some clarifying cards. The people in your life might not be, you probably know this already, might not be on the same page as you in regards to this Ace of Pentacles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not like necessarily going to see the fruits of whatever the planting is, possibly. Maybe.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Just might not be a part of the ultimate result.
Wow. Okay.
Coming and going.
Oof.
Not in a bad way. Totally natural way.
Sure. All right. Uh-oh. Okay. I'm listening to that.
Okay. I mean, it's not nothing. What I see there, reverse Page of Pentacles, Seven of Swords, and reverse Star is people who are not quite yet ready to be grounded or communicate or embrace faith, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In the hopes and fears position is the Four of Wands, which shows two people getting married. This is what you hope and fear. And I'm being kind of pointed with that card. Actually, what it really represents is walking through. I mean, it does show a wedding, but it really is about a rite of passage. So. It's interesting that it's both hopes and fears. You may know that this is an incredibly poignant moment in your life. This birth, actually, it's the birthday card, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That this is like, you've never been here before and you're never going back ever. Like, congratulations. Like, it feels like a congratulations of like, there's a lot that's done now.
Mm.
And you've really graduated into the next phase of your life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. If you believe it to be true. You have to believe it to be true, though.
I believe it to be true.
Okay. And then overall is reversed Wheel of Fortune. So there's like showing that when the card is upright, it's like the tempo's about to pick up. Like things are about to start rolling faster than, you can't control any of this.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's reversed, it's kind of the car is off at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be the one to kind of turn it on and be like, all right, let's take this ride. Let's go.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's your spread. What do you think?
Scarily accurate. Gonna listen this time, I guess. I
well,
suppose
it's also
I should.
Much more pleasant than I will say. What the spread
yeah,
we put last time was a disaster.
It was a disaster, yeah. And it was a disaster.
A disaster transpired.
Following
struck.
That, it struck very hard.
And this is much more about like.
But there are some lessons here.
There are some.
There's some clarification happening.
Your heart is the guide. The ground is beneath your feet now. The heart is your guide.
Yeah, I like it when it's just like, whatever you're thinking, you're right. And I'm like, I don't want to be right. And it's like, but you are. So that's what this is.
Whatever you're feeling,
mm-hmm.
not just thinking.
Yeah, no, it's feeling. It's about feeling. Yeah. This is a very emotional spread.
Yes, I agree. And very abundant and fun. And very few swords to be found, to be honest. Well...
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday
to me.
Happy birthday, Brittany. Now I don't have to get you a present. I know you don't want one anymore.
I don't want them.
Do you want to plug anything? Do you want to plug brand new podcast?
Yeah, I'll plug brand new podcast. Listen to brand new podcast. We got a bunch of old episodes getting older by the second.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if we Nah, I mean, we do this every time where we're like, we're making a comeback, and then don't record any episodes.
Yeah. But this will get one. It's summertime,
it's
baby.
It's summertime.
I will say in 1 month.
What?
We will
do a
podcast.
I mean, it's been so long and we have so much to talk about.
We have so much to talk about. It'll be back. Check out the old ones if you haven't.
Started from the bottom and now we're here. So, like,
look at
really,
this.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. You can watch Suicide Kale. Ugh, all right.
Do people know that I have a sports Emmy? All right.
They do now. All right. Watch Suicide Kale. You go to suicidekale.com to find out where. It's on Amazon Prime, etc. Look out for a Black Lady sketch show. It's coming out sometime soon. I don't know.
And you're at B is Hilarious.
I'm at B is Hilarious on Twitter and Instagram. I don't know what I want you to do there. Tell me happy birthday, I guess. When is this coming out? Probably my birthday will have passed.
It's coming out Wednesday.
Oh.
Is that your actual birthday? No.
My birthday is on Thursday.
Great.
So listen on Wednesday. On Thursday, tell me happy birthday.
Ah. I just patted Brittany. Okay. Love you.
I'm working on loving you.
Oh my God. This is brutal.
I'm just kidding. I love you guys. I love everyone. Happy end of Gemini season.
Thanks for listening. This is What's Your Deal? And we'll see you next time.